You know that amazing smell in the air after it rains? It has a name. It's called petrichor, and it's caused by three things. One, ozone. When lightning strikes the air, it breaks oxygen molecules and turns them into ozone molecules. Ozone has a very distinctive smell. It's like chlorine or bleach. If you've ever seen a Tesla coil demonstration at like a local science center, you've probably smelled it in the air. In fact, humans are so good at smelling ozone that we can smell concentrations of ozone as low as 0.05 parts per million. That's like noticing a 3-second difference across 2 years. That would be like looking at a stack of pennies totaling $10,000 and saying, there's one penny missing. Like, what? That's amazing. Two, geosmin. Geosmin is a chemical produced by these bacteria called actinomycetes that live in the soil. And geosmin just kind of sits in the soil and stays there until rain falls, knocks it up into the air, and we can smell it. Geosmin has a very distinctive earthy smell. It's usually the biggest contributor to the smell of petrichor. Imagine a spring day just after it rained, that kind of earthy smell, that's geosmin. And if you thought we were good at smelling ozone, we're even better at smelling geosmin. We can smell concentrations of geosmin less than 5 parts per trillion. That's like noticing a 1-second difference across 32,000 years. What? Like, that's amazing. And three, volatile plant oils. Similar to geosmin, these volatile plant oils that plants make sit in the ground, and once rain falls, they get knocked up into the air and we can smell them. And petrichor is a combination of one or more of these three scents, and humans tend to just love this smell. In fact, we love it so much that you can actually buy petrichor-scented perfume. Now, we already talked about how plants can predict the weather, but some humans are so sensitive to the smell of petrichor that they can actually smell these particles in the air before the storm even occurs. I think this is so fascinating. I love the smell of petrichor. Let me know down in the comments if you can smell it, if you like the smell. Maybe you're one of these people that can really, really smell petrichor and know that a storm is coming ahead of time. Also, I just started a YouTube channel where I'm going to be sharing some more awesome science content in a longer format where I can go into more detail and just share some more cool stories. So go subscribe to that, and I'll see you in the next one. Stay curious, everybody. Bye.